This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
I think, you know, when coming back from Vietnam, a lot of us just tried to disappear into the woodwork.
Returning from the war, Fletcher Hines settled in Duluth, married, finished college, and began his career as a social worker. He seldom mentioned his Marine Corps service.
Supportive, first of all, was we had lost the war, so that was something that we had to deal with, not only as soldiers, but as a culture, and I think there was a general tendency just to try and forget about it, and so the veterans disappeared.
Hines sees the tendency to disappear happening again.
And I think even now with the Afghan and Iraqi veterans, even though the country is more supportive now, and there's more services, I still think that when they come back, they tend to isolate and disappear and just kind of try and forget about it.
And in that, Hines sees an outreach opportunity.
I think there's a real need for a cross-cultural connection between the Vietnam veterans and the OEF and OIF veterans, just to try and share experiences and support each other, et cetera, because I'm sure the experience of returning for them in a lot of ways is similar to any veteran returning from a war and just going back into the civilian life.
30 years after his service ended, Hines first returned to Vietnam to initiate humanitarian projects in the very country where he experienced a combat injury. Hines thinks sometime down the road, today's veterans may want to pay their own visits.
Going back to those countries, I think, in some ways helps to, again, bring some closure and kind of complete the loop of their experience over there.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Ambers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at ambers.org.